9. Lila paced the orchard. She had to do something. The courtyard was brimming with guards, the palace in a frenzy. Tiran was trying to coax answers from Hastra, and several rows away, Alucard was still curled over Rai, murmuring something too soft for her to hear. It sounded like a soothing whisper, or a prayer. She'd heard men praying at sea, not to God, but to the world, to magic, to anything that might be listening, a higher power, a different name. Lila hadn't believed in God for a very long time. She'd given up praying when it was clear that no one would answer, and while she was willing to admit that magic existed, it didn't seem to listen, or at least it didn't seem to care. Lila took a strange pleasure in that, because it meant the power was her own. God wasn't going to help Rai, but Lila could. She marched back through the orchard.
"Where are you going?"
demanded Alucard, looking up from the prince.
"To fix this," she said.
And with that she took off, sprinting through the courtyard doors. She didn't stop, not for the attendants or the guards who tried to bar her way. She ducked and spun, surging past them and through the palace doors and down the steps. Lila knew what she had to do, though she had no idea if it would work. It was madness to try, but she didn't have a choice. That wasn't true. The old Lila would have pointed out that she always had a choice, and that she'd live a hell of a lot longer if she chose herself. But when it came to Kel, there was a debt, a bond, different from the one that bound him and Rai, but just as solid. "Hold on," she thought. Lila pressed through the crowded streets and away from the festivities. In her mind, she tried to draw a map of White London, what little she'd seen of it. But she couldn't remember much besides the castle and Kel's warning to never cross over exactly where you wanted to be. When she finally found herself alone, she pulled the shard of Astrid Dane from her back pocket. Then she rolled up her sleeve and withdrew her knife. "This is madness," she thought. "Sheer and utter madness." She knew the difference between Elemental and Antari. Yes, she had survived before, but she had been with Kel, under the protection of his magic. And now she was alone. "What am I?" she'd asked Tiran. "What am I?" she'd wondered every night at sea, every day since she'd first found herself here in this city, in this world. Now Lila swallowed and drew the knife's blade across her forearm. It bit into flesh, and a thin ribbon of red rose and spilled over. She smeared the wall with her blood and clutched the shard of stone. "Whatever I am," she thought, pressing her hand to the wall. "Let it be enough."
We hope you've enjoyed Gathering of Shadows, a Macmillan audio production from Tor Books. Text copyright 2016 by Victoria Schwab. Production copyright 2016 by Macmillan Audio. All rights reserved.